This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it.
Now, 5G wireless networks are finally becoming a reality, and this could affect our daily lives than any technology innovation. Think about a world where not just smartphones, but all things are connected. Self-driving cars connected to the roads they are on. Doctors treating their patients virtually. And downloading a two-hour movie in 10 seconds. This will require the enormous connectivity introduced by 5G. And according to technology experts, 5G network will enable us to realize the potential of a fully connected world. Now, what is 5G network and what impact does 5G have on industries? Kevin Simogerere is joining us on the line to share his independent insights about the impact of 5G on industries. He is a qualified chartered accountant, digital tech innovator, a tech entrepreneur, and a host of a webinar series called In-App Talks, which shares mobile app business insights. He is also a 2020 South African Institute of Chartered Accountant Top 35 Under 35.
Welcome to Voice of Vets 88.1, Kevin, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Harvey T. Good morning to you and good morning to the listeners.
Today we're talking about the impact of 5G on industries. What is 5G technology and how does it work?
So 5G is a very topical discussion at this point in time. There are various groups that are trying to assess it from all points of view, including some of the controversies around it. It can get quite complex, even though there's a lot of information about it out there. But I'll try my best today to explain it at a simplified level so we can better understand how it affects our lives and how it impacts industries. So in the space of wireless networks, which most of our portable devices like cell phones rely on, in the past, 1G enabled the first cell phones, which could only make calls, and then 2G enabled texting via SMS as we know it today. After that came 3G, which enabled online or internet use on a phone. And then 4G brought us all of those prior capabilities, but at a faster speed, than which is what we experience today. The problem that we have today is that 4G is struggling to keep up with the demand of users of smartphones and other devices today because they require so much capability in terms of speed, which 4G is not necessarily. So to address this challenge, 5G is arriving, which will have the capacity of up to 1,000 times more traffic and will be 10 times faster than the most advanced 4G, which is also known as 4G LTE. With 5G, downloading a full HD movie could be done within a few seconds or less. So arguably, this is very impressive and opens up for improved efficiency of so many kinds of technologies, as things in the digital space will begin to happen more instantly than they do today. 5G is an abbreviation for fifth generation wireless network, and no one person or company owns 5G, but there are several collaborators who are contributing to the evolution of 5G in order to make it a real thing around us. There are five types of complex technologies which make up 5G. The first is millimeter waves, then smart cell networks, followed by massive MIMO, beamforming, and full duplex. These can be complex aspects in terms of how they work, and they're not necessarily easy to explain, as a lot of the underlying theory behind them is still developing. But I'll try to break down two of the key technologies, which at the end of the day are the real drivers behind 5G, and I'll break them down at a more simplified and practical explanation. First, with regards to millimeter waves, you may have heard of the term spectrum, especially in relation to how various groups out there have been asking regulators in South Africa to make more of it available. The reason why this is important is spectrum refers to the space which governs the radio frequencies through which the signal of our cell phones and other devices are carried. The space is limited and is regulated to prevent that it is not overcrowded at any point in time. Therefore, the service providers who provide the infrastructure for us to use it, like the cellular network providers who all subscribe or who we all subscribe to through items such as SIM cards and other means, are licensed with facilitating users of signal to use specific radio frequencies for devices. Currently, all the wireless networks to date, from 1G and all the way to 4G, have been allocated to specific radio frequencies and have therefore been limited to that by the regulators. The problem with this is more and more people and businesses, also referred to as users, have become too much to fit on the existing and allocated frequencies. So other groups and movements are asking the regulators to open up more of the space. We are already experiencing challenges like insufficient cell phone signal or slow speeds due to the lack of sufficient space on existing and allocated radio frequencies for wireless networks to handle the growing traffic. Now, in relation to 5G, 5G makes use of shorter radio frequencies, or in basic terms, different radio frequencies to the ones which are currently used. These are referred to as millimeter waves, which travel shorter distances and are therefore much faster. So this would solve the problem of reliable cell phone signal, because additional radio frequencies would be made available to handle all the growing traffic. The second technology which I'm going to touch on would enable sufficient transmission of millimeter waves through what is called small cell networks, which would allow for faster and stronger cell phone signal, amongst other things. So thousands of small base stations or mini towers would be placed all around us to replace those big cell phone signal towers that we are familiar with today. So basically, in cities, for example, these small mini towers would be placed on top of all kinds of buildings around us. And as we walk around, our cell phones will switch signal between all of these mini towers in order to maintain the strongest and best cell phone signal at any point in time. The benefits of 5G are endless, and the high speed and reliability that it comes with will enable enhanced use of other life-changing technologies like artificial intelligence, Internet of Things, virtual reality, and augmented reality, which are topics which we discussed through previous sessions. Almost everything that is powered by technology and is connected to the internet will be so much better because of 5G. So this is what 5G is and how it works.
And what is the impact of 5G on our daily lives?
Amongst many things, and there are many things that will come out of 5G, 5G will be useful in home security. So security systems will be much more efficient, and homeowners will be able to receive information about the safety of their homes from anywhere and at any time with visibility or live footage of what is happening inside and around their homes. In medical emergencies like road accidents, emergency service staff will be able to instantly share locations and video footage with relevant entities like hospitals and the police in order to speed up assistance on the scene and save lives. In the health and fitness space, 5G will help people to manage and be aware of their fitness and vitals or the conditions of their vitals in real time without delay. This will put them in a better position to manage their states of health. And also, when it comes to consultation with your doctor, 5G may enable what is referred to as telemedicine, which is the process by which a doctor would be able to track your health and diagnose diseases in your body through wearable or implanted devices in your body, which are once again powered by 5G. In the Internet of Things space, 5G will help us to manage things around us like devices, household appliances like fridges and TVs, and even self-driving cars through user applications that will work so smoothly and so swiftly. Ultimately, in the space of IoT or Internet of Things and 5G, smart cities where everything around us is connected through the internet will become a reality as well. This will improve the quality of life in cities through various ways. And then when it comes to virtual spaces, attending events or even working in offices may become virtual through 5G-enabled virtual reality. So virtual reality telepresence apps will allow us to feel that we are in the presence of others without being physically present. This could also be applied in the tourism industry. Imagine doing a virtual tour of the Kruger National Park. So it may sound weird and boring, but with 5G, the virtual experience could surprisingly become as real as being there physically. there are endless possibilities to how the senses of sight, touch, and smell could be replicated in the virtual reality and augmented reality space. And with 5G, this could happen much more efficiently. So in short, Harvey, these are some of the ways in which our daily lives may be impacted by 5G.
Indeed, 5G sounds amazing, hey? But what are some of the challenges that come with 5G adoption?
So 5G network coverage needs all kinds of capacity and resources and collaborators to work together. The key challenge in this is that not all of the enabling factors may be present to make 5G work as best as it can. So 5G needs several things. 5G needs to utilize physical infrastructure like land and buildings to distribute the mini signal towers that are required to spread the signal sufficiently. And 5G also needs to make use of radio frequencies to transmit data and information through stable network signal or coverage. So governments, regulators, land and building owners, manufacturers, and so on are all required to work together to make this work. But unfortunately, if the relevant parties who are required to work together do not do so at the required pace, 5G network coverage may not be sufficient when we most need it. And we may be required to wait for unknown periods of time for developments in this space to happen, which will enable the rollout of 5G. So in the short term, the challenge of 5G may be that it could be unreliable until all the right infrastructure is put in place, especially because that is dependent on the collaboration of all the relevant stakeholders in the space.
And how is 5G shaping industries and economies at large?
So according to public sources, it is estimated that the full economic effect of 5G will be fully realized by the year 2035. The predictions are that globally, there will be up to $13 trillion US dollars worth of goods and services generated through 5G, and then 22.3 million new jobs may be created, and there will be 2.1 trillion US dollars of GDP growth. The predicted amount of jobs to be created is estimated based on factors such as evolving consumer demand and application demand alone. So the impact on job creation could be even greater. Perhaps this is a big positive in a world where the general sentiment is that jobs will be lost to computers and machines in the fourth industrial revolution. And then in the innovation space, public registrars of patents have reported a large uptake or surge in patent registrations, which are associated with smart connected objects or devices. This space is largely enabled by high-speed internet and connectivity from technologies such as 5G. And then when it comes to the impact on industries, given the diversity of 5G application, almost all industries will stand to benefit from 5G. And just to name a few, healthcare, transportation, retail, manufacturing, and smart city construction will definitely stand to benefit from this technology. So with faster connection comes endless innovation, and therefore almost every aspect of life and business stands to benefit from 5G. So, Harvey, you know, in short, this is how industries and the economies at large may be impacted by 5G specifically.
And what does the future look like with 5G? What's next? Do we perhaps have to expect 6G in the future?
So once 5G is fully operational, there will be no need for any kind, or almost no need for any kind of cable or wire to deliver entertainment or communication services to your devices or cell phones. You know, everything would just work seamlessly, and 5G would be the optimal or best solution for things such as streaming a high-definition movie or downloading a high-definition movie within seconds or less. Now, 6G is predicted to be 1,000 times faster than 5G and is predicted to exist around the year 2030 or so. So once again, the benefit would be faster connection, which we wouldn't even notice. It would be like clicking on a download button for a movie. And somehow, before we even blink, the movie's already there. As more and more demand is placed on technological devices, innovations will continue to emerge. So who knows how far 5G will go, and who knows when 6G will arrive and what it will look like. Also, who knows what will come after that? However, one can be certain that innovation is always seeking to make life-changing improvements. And I think, you know, this is the glimpse of what 5G looks like in the future and what might come next. It could be 6G or it could be something even more advanced than 6G. But I think the future looks exciting at 5G Hobby.
Indeed, the future is bright, phenomenal. Where do people get hold of you, Kevin?
You can get hold of me at Twitter. My handle is at Kevin Sem, KevinSem. Or you can email me at inapptalks@gmail.com. Inapptalks spelled inapptalks@gmail.com.
Thank you so much for joining us right here on VoFM 88.1. Let's do it again next week, same time, same place.
Thanks, Haviti. I'm definitely looking forward to next week as always.
That was Kevin Simogerere. He is a qualified chartered accountant, a digital tech innovator, a tech entrepreneur, and a host of a webinar series called In-App Talks, which shares mobile app business insights. He is also part of a 2020 South African Institute of Chartered Accountants, top 35, under 35. He joined us to share his independent insights about the impact of 5G on industries.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids. By Voice of Vids. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1 or stream via www.vofm.co.za.